Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we're right back. That's cold. I said, you know what? I take that back, man. I gotta do better. Anyways, man. I got the Hall of Fame game tonight. Big shout out to my man Andre Johnson. Going to be going in, getting his jacket. Definitely deserving. Texans against the Bears. Starters aren't going to play. Caleb Williams isn't going to play. I want to ask you guys this about Caleb Williams. This is the first time the Bears actually actively did something for a quarterback. What I mean by that is you have a good tight end. You have a good running back. You got an up-and-coming offensive line. You've drafted offensive linemen. And you traded for a safety net in Keenan Allen. You got DJ Moore, and you drafted Adunze from Washington. So you got a little, you got skill, you got everything for a quarterback. In this day and age of how football's being played, is this the easiest path to be the greatest quarterback in a franchise in the history of the NFL? Because people don't realize, you can talk about Jim McMahon. The best quarterback to play for the Bears was Eric Kramer. He threw for 3,838 yards.
It's Bears, Jets.
The easiest. Well, you got Joe Namath, though.
Yeah, but Namath threw. He was a 50% passer that was 1-for-1 in interceptions to touchdown. Like, he had one really good game.
And but that's what I'm saying. Bears have none of that. If you talk about the Dolphins, you got Dan Marino. You're probably not going to do that. Dan Marino's the only quarterback that just gets a pass.
Yeah, but, I mean, you do have you got to meet up to David Archer.
Yeah.
David Woodley.
David Woodley.
Panthers? Goes to loan that dude?
Cam. That's what I mean is, like, personality, brand, obviously way before any of that, production on the field, the easiest path. You got to think, when DP went over the list of the Bears quarterbacks, and this is a blue blood, storied NFL franchise, one of the originals, way more history than ever, and you don't have one quarterback that'd be like, you know what? That's a franchise quarterback.
Like, the Chargers were in the conversation.
Yeah, but Dan Fouts.
Well, Fouts, but I mean, again, Fouts never got the chip.
Never got the chip. But he's in the Hall of Fame, though.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Philip Rivers is in the Dan Fouts category.
Yeah, Philip Rivers. But I'm talking about the easiest path. Like, that's Bears, like, that's Bears. Like, that's like going Bears. Somewhere and they don't have a, they've never had no, a linebacker.
Cardinals? Lions.
No, Lions. Didn't they have one of the old dudes?
Well, you got
to
go back
like
to.
Y.A.
Yeah, you got to go back to, you got to go back.
Right.
Like since the merger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Bears don't have anybody way, way back then either.
Yeah.
They don't have anybody.
Luckman, Otto Graham. Luckman's in that, a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's who I think of. But, yeah, those are the two.
Yeah, Detroit.
Those are the two. And in truth, Tampa. In real truth,
yeah.
Tampa.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what's crazy? What I didn't know, I grew up a Redskins fan. It never crossed my mind. After Doug Williams won the Super Bowl, the NFL didn't let him play after that. Yep. That's why he's always had an NFL job.
Yep. Anger.
Yeah, I mean, that's
one of the great controversies ever. He got hurt. He started 5 games the following year, and that was it. And then it really was a thing. Right, and there were some real.
That's
issues.
The craziest thing.
Uh huh.
Because somebody said it, and then he talked about when he won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. His family was like, "Don't celebrate too long. They ain't gonna let you play no more."
They're never. And they then, told him that
and then
day.
He was just gone.
They disappeared him.
You're never. I mean, they blackballed. They didn't want it.
Yeah, we saw him down the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Big old dude too, man.
Oh, Doug's
yeah.
a dude.
Yeah. man, but Caleb Williams has a I always tell people this, like, when I got drafted, I had a realistic view of who I was, because I went through it with my dad. But in, like, Caleb Williams' case, he has every option out there for him. Every option out there for him. It's a easy path to make the Pro Bowl because you're taking the Bears from the basement to somewhat respectable. Mm-hmm. You're playing in a blue blood division, NFC North. You don't have anybody that's played for the Bears that can, you know, get to a status if you play good. And you were the number one pick in the draft. So if you aren't, if you handle your business, then they're like, well, the Bears got it right and you got it right, Caleb Williams, and you have a ton of.
I got one for you.
A ton of skill position guys.
I got one for you.
Who?
Well, I mean, it's current, but Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Is absolutely.
Short history.
List, right? But on the real list. It's the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, because
it's the Cleveland Browns. You got to go back to Otto Graham.
And Bernie Kosar is low.
Yeah, but that's the point.
Yeah.
Is that your target is Bernie Kosar?
Yeah,
there is not a lower hanging fruit in all of starting quarterback. Bernie's my dude. I love playing. Love being on driving the car.
Tim Couch didn't do it for you.
Driving the car, Lorenzo. You gave Lorenzo the shot, man. You let some dude.
What did Spurgeon win?
Spurgeon win. You let some brothers that brothers didn't know play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel.
Sean Kizer.
Johnny Manziel. Brandon Weeding.
That was.
I mean, Cleveland Browns was spending first round picks on quarterbacks like water.
And it really is.
It's striking out left and right.
On one pitch.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
That was tough.
Gerard or Leftwich for Jacksonville?
Yeah.
It's Mark Brunell.
But that's the standard. The standard. Like, we're talking about a reachable standard.
Yeah.
That if you make the playoffs for a couple years in a row, you're in the conversation in that organization. I mean, we're talking about Detroit. Like, Detroit's been legit for the last 30 years. They just got in the playoffs.
They were really close to that Super Bowl, though, DP.
Oh, no, they weren't.
30 minutes of football away.
Oh, 60 minutes away. They were right there. If they had never kicked off of that gym.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Championship game, they were right there.
to your point on Caleb, though, how important is it for Odunze to develop with him and be there for a while alongside, right? I feel like DJ Huge. Moore gives him a couple years cushion for Odunze to get ready. But I feel like if Caleb Williams is going to ascend to Bears franchise quarterback,
they're gonna
it's
going to
be with Odunze or a soon-to-be-drafted receiver.
Yeah, Odunze and Caleb are going to have to, in probably in year two, and I'll say the first part of year three, to actually be so good that if Keenan Allen is still on the team, you kind of push him out. Moore would be in the third year of his new extension, so you're like, all right, you know, we probably won't bring you back for the fourth year of it because he's established ascending true number one. Then they can go together. Now he has to evaluate brand, legacy, and he actually has a really hard job. So every decision he makes contract wise with the NFL has to be not just, hey, I need to get all as much money as I can. Because if you go down as the greatest quarterback in Chicago Bears history, you're going to make that money up tenfold. And you've seen it with Patrick Mahomes, right? You're going to start getting national, sponsorships and commercials. You're going to be everywhere. He has to make contract demands, decisions. Now, this is if he plays well with the whole picture in mind. And I talk about myself coming in the league, you know, when you got Ray Lewis, Zach Thomas, Junior Seau still playing, you ain't making like that many Pro Bowls. The badge of honor for me was being the first alternate, right? That's like making it, because every year I guarantee you, Zach Thomas, Ray Lewis was making it. I never got the chance to play in the NFC when I was really rolling. But then also, you know that you're not going to make the Hall of Fame because those guys are Hall of Fame players. But Caleb Williams has a chance. If he gets the Bears to like three NFC or two NFC championships, say he somehow gets a Super Bowl, he's going to Hall of Fame. He's going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I like it. I like him there, and I like the fact again the part that they made moves for him.
Yeah, if you're Justin Fields and all those other, I'm mad.
Yeah, where was this? Where was this when I was up in this joint?
Yeah. But here's the problem. Here's the thing that could hold Caleb Williams back. If he's not having that approach, that's one. That's a big part. The bigger part is the speed of the game and the speed that he has to play. He plays the quarterback position extremely slow, and it partly is because of the scheme that he came out of from college in Lincoln Riley. Versus like CJ Stroud. And so for him, he has got to be consciously working at processing, which he's a smart kid, but processing and playing at a higher speed, or else he's going to get killed. I'm telling you, I've seen it with David Carr. If Caleb Williams holds on to the ball like he did under Lincoln Riley, he won't make it 6 years.
And he'll get run down in more ways than he did in college.
Right.
Which is the other part, is that he's used to being as good an athlete as the defender. That's not NFL life.
No. And these guys will hit you. They will destroy you. And he's not that big of a dude. He's not like Ben Roethlisberger, he could run around. And I mean, I hit Ben Roethlisberger. I know he looked at me like, hey, that's all you got. He did not even think about going out of bounds. Because you're running, a lot of times when you're going to hit a quarterback, when I get to me and DP's distance, you eventually, like, you know, I'm going full speed, they're going to slide.
Chicken. It's a game of chicken.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger was like, oh, no, we rolling.
Oh, we doing this?
Yeah, oh, no,
we're doing ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing
he, when he started to take off, there was no second thought.
Yeah, but he couldn't stop. Right? Like, that's the part with Roethlisberger. Once he got it going, it took too much to get it going for him to just stop.
True.
He wasn't a good slider.
No.
He wasn't, like, his thing was, well, what the heck?
Yeah. Right? I'm here. I'm here for the party, right? But, you know, and I was chasing him down, but most quarterbacks then, like DP said, would slide or run out of bounds. But for Caleb Williams, if you think you're going to run around and have the ball out, and think you're not going to get, you know, ragdolled into the ground and be like, Tua, you better get your pace going, bro. And for the, you know, Chicago, I know, is not playing him. I think that's a mistake for him not to play.
Just to see the speed of the game.
That get him out there. Just get it over with. That's the first thing. Number two, Houston's not playing their number one D. So you got a little bit more leeway. And also the timing, game timing, you need it. Two series for a rookie quarterback and a rookie receiver, all that, because he needs more game reps. You can do it in practice, but being in the game reps of calling a play and controlling a huddle, knowing how to be a quarterback. Everybody just looks at, okay, well, let's look at, you know, you hear these guys, they're like, oh, arm strength and accuracy and all that. The biggest part of being a quarterback is who you are. So if you can get a less aggressive defensive guys out there in a controlled environment, you're going to make him more game ready versus like, okay, we're practicing against Seattle and he looked really good in practice.
Get the reps in.
Right.
Get the reps in.
Yeah. So I would have put him out there. I think it's a big stage for him to go out there as well, as far as being in the Hall of Fame game. You're the only thing going to be out there.
To play in front of Hall of Famers. What? How do you miss that? Again, this is the Bears being the Bears.
Yeah.
Opportunity to put them in front of the best to ever do it.
Right. And it could be two series, even if, you know, it could be.
It's one drive.
It could be two runs and a bootleg where you're throwing it in the flat.
Yep.
And then you could come back and throw on first down in the second series, a couple runs. All right, how you feel? Right? The offensive coordinator is getting used to him and all that with the microphone in his ear. And like I said, he has the easiest path to the Hall of Fame. I've never seen anybody have an easy path to the Hall of Fame. If you just actually walk and chew gum as a Chicago Bears quarterback, you're going to be an icon.
How about a path to the playoffs? So this is from CBS Sports. Tonight's the sixth time the Bears will have played in the NFL Hall of Fame game. They've made the playoffs each of the last four.
There you go.
Chicago Bears playoff odds.
Do you know who their coach was?
In 18?
Yeah.
2018... Ooh.
Lovey?
Was that end of Lovey?
Was that Lovey? Yeah, it was Love.
Was it? Lovey.
Still or was it Lovey or Fox?
Well, Trubisky was the quarterback. Who was his coach?
I thought it was Lovey.
Lovey made the ones before.
Yeah.
2018, Matt Nagy. Year one of Matt Nagy.
Oh, okay. That's not his. That's not his.
2005 was Lovey.
Yeah.
That's not his.
Yeah. I was tripping. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this Thirsty Thursday. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.